sound of slicing bacon is not quite what you'd expect to hear in the kitchen of an ice cream parlor. But Bacon Fest requires local restaurants to get inventive with the crispy breakfast staple.
It's a little thick.
Yeah, let's go a little thinner than that.
Copa is a coffee shop specializing in homemade ice cream. Co-owner Mark Wheeler and staff are serving up a candy cat mushroom-flavored ice cream with 6 pounds of sliced candied bacon mixed into the custard.
An ice cream is a kind of a medium that can be bent and twisted and done all kind of different things with.
Copa's head cook, Isaac Stern, begins the process by grinding up the candy cap mushrooms. He then whisks the grinded mushrooms into a simmering pot of sweet custard. The mushrooms have a similar flavor compound as maple syrup. Once dissolved into the custard, Stern says their natural sweetness will complement the salty bacon.
You can buy all kinds of flavors in jars, buy flavors in cans, and it's not real flavor, you know. This is something that made from nature that we're putting into it, and it symbolizes our need to use the environment.
Copa is one of 20 vendors to make bacon-inspired dishes for the 400 Juneau residents to attend Bacon Fest. This is the shop's first year participating in the competition. The annual fundraiser originated 3 years ago when the Rotary Club of Juneau was looking for a new unique way of raising money. Bacon Fest co-chair Mandy Massey says the event is an outlet for restaurants to experiment.
We've been so surprised by items that we would regularly never see out there. These professionals just keep coming up with incredible, creative items. It's just an explosion of flavors.
Massey says the event sold out a full week before Saturday. Attendees vote for their favorite bacon dishes in separate sweet and salty categories. The vendor with the most votes receives an advertising package from Juneau Radio Center, valued up to $1,000. Venetia Santana, owner of V's Cellar Door, came in third place last year for a bacon wonton dish made with smoked Alaskan halibut. This year, she's combining 4 to 5 different types of bacon into a dish that will include savory smoked fruits and bacon soaked in duck fat.
I wanted to push the envelope even further and see what exactly we can do with bacon.
The Rookery Cafe took first prize last year and returns to defend its title against other vendors, including Alaska Fudge Company, Devil's Hideaway, and Abby's Kitchen and Bakery. But no matter who wins, everybody at Bacon Fest brings home the bacon. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.